The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
You know that lull we had just a few days ago? Yeah, that's gone. Bristol Bay's sockeye run is exploding just about everywhere. It's Tuesday, the 4th of July. I'm Dave Benninger. Glad to be on board with you, and a happy 241st birthday to the good old U.S. of A. Coming up, the noosh rips up the old playbook again.
We shattered the record. You could easily say that the catch was 1.35 million fish yesterday.
Several processors are plugged up. We do not have an exact tally of who is not buying fish at the moment, but Silver Bay Seafoods does confirm they're not planning to buy fish until tomorrow midnight. That follows big harvests in Naknek and in Igigik, too.
It's 1.03 or 1.04, and that's the biggest that I've had since I've been here.
Tim Sands and Paul Solomon, plus run analysis with Dr. Curry Cunningham on the July 4th edition of KDLG's Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
Programming on KDLG is made possible in part by a donation from Chamai Community Health Center, proudly serving Naknek, King Salmon, and South Naknek. For more information, call 246-6155 or online at chamaichc.org.
We are very glad to have you with us today. Let's start with a summary of the run, as reported by Fishing Games Catch and Escapement Daily Run Summary. Monday proving to be a very big day for much of Bristol Bay. It should come as little surprise to anyone. The total catch yesterday was 3,084,500 sockeye. Cumulative catch on the season now 9.8 million fish. Yesterday's total escapement across the rivers counting 834,000 sockeye. 3.7 million counted as escapements so far this season, an in-river estimate of 475,000 fish, mainly on the east side. That puts the total Bristol Bay run now to 14,011,000 sockeye out of a preseason forecast of 41.5 million fish. Let's break that down by district. Yesterday, Ugashik still no catch reported some fishing there. Today, we'll have that tally for you tomorrow. Cumulative harvest in Ugashik, 140,000 fish. Escapement was just 480 on Monday. Cumulative 2,076 in river estimate of 25,000. Total run to Ugashik through Monday, 167,000 sockeye. The Igigik fleet having a great day there, posting a catch of 1.1 million sockeye Monday. Cumulative harvest, 3.54 million. Escapement counted on the Igigik River was 296,000 fish. Cumulative escapement through midnight, 587,000. In-river estimate of 150,000 fish. Total run to the Igigik district now, 4.3 million sockeye. Naknek Quijack got their fishing time yesterday, posting a catch of 624,000 sockeye through midnight. Cumulative on the season is now 720,000 sockeye to the district. Naknek River saw some signs of life, accounting 474,000 sockeye as escapement Monday. Season total escapement to the Naknek River is now 564,000 fish. Quijack River, just 162 sockeye counted as escapement Monday. Season total, 8,700. There is an in-river estimate in the Quijack River of 300,000 sockeye. That puts the fishing game total run count to the district currently at 1.6 million fish. That would leave about 15 million more to go. The Nooshigak District having another record-setting day Monday. Total catch is estimated at 1.35 million fish. We'll have analysis with Tim Sands on that in just a moment. Again, 1.35 million harvest in the Nooshigak District. That brings the season total harvest in the Nooshigak to 5.38 million. Escapement counts for the Nooshigak, first with the Kings, just 1,065 counted past the sonar. On Monday, season total king count is 43,300. Nooshigak sockeye count Monday was 21,600, season total 1.15 million. Wood River count past the tower was 30,900. Season total is 1.25 million through midnight, but after 6 a.m. this morning, the tower counted another 34,000 fish just in the first 6 hours of the day. And the Agushik Tower counted 10,100 sockeye on Monday, another 2,800 through 6 a.m. this morning, pushing the season total to about 135,000 fish. Togiak Fleet landing 10,500 sockeye in their Monday opener. Season total now 40,268 fish. Togiak Tower is up for a few days now, counting 672 sockeye Monday. Season total is 1,800. District total run so far is 42,056 fish. Average number of sockeye per drift delivery broken down by district. Ugashik not reporting catch Monday. Igigik on top with 1,385 sockeye, followed by Nooshigak, 1,294, Naknek-Quidjack, 1,069, Togiak, 136. Your allocation splits at the moment. Nooshigak District, drift catch, 74.8% of the harvest. Nooshigak Set, 17.7%. Igushik Set, 2.6%. Unspecified harvest, 5.0%. Naknek-Quidjack, accounting for 60.4% of the harvest so far. Naknek Set Netters, 27.1%. Quidjack Set Netters, 12.5%. In Igigik, the drifters accounting for 84.5% of the harvest. Set Netters, 15.5%. Gashik still up around 97.3% to the drifters. We have permit and vessel registrations in from the Dillingham office just minutes ago. Starting with Ugashik, as of 1 p.m. today, 235 permits registered to fish, climbing to 240 in 48 hours. That's on 175 vessels, climbing to 178. 60 D boats. In Igigik, 505 permits registered to fish today. No changes at the moment. That's on 384 vessels and 121 D boats fishing Igigik. Naknek-Quidjack continues to build. 376 permits registered today, climbing to 398 in 48 hours. That's on 324 vessels, climbing to 343, 52 D boats. Nooshigak has 530 permits registered to fish today. No changes indicated. That's on 413 vessels. 117 of those are doubled up. Togiak, 41 permits on 41 vessels at the moment. That's your daily run summary on KDLG's Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Back in a moment.
Support for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report comes from Deep Sea Fisheries Incorporated, working to provide top-quality Alaskan seafood with a commitment to sustainable sourcing. Serving Bristol Bay salmon fishermen with the Big Creek Fisheries Shore Plant since 2008. More at deepseafisheries.com.
Catch this show nightly at 6:10 and 2 a.m. Early at 1:30-ish here on holidays and weekends and online at kdlg.org. Reach us with feedback at fish@kdlg.org or give a call here to the station, 907-842-5281. About this time of the season, we hear less and less from those of you out working hard. We certainly get that. Working hard, you have been. A 3 million fish harvest day Monday will probably surprise few people. Subsistence nets were sinking everywhere in the bay. There were jumpers like most folks had never seen. I saw a kid reach down and catch a sockeye kanakanak with his bare hands. Even some vessels sunk from the harvest. Just a few weeks after breaking its old record for a one-day harvest, the Nooshigak District did it again, says area manager Tim Sands.
Exactly. We shattered the record, and the 1.2 million that I referenced in the announcement is not even a full accounting, because some of the harvest was reported on the 2nd, because even though we ask companies to report midnight to midnight, some companies, if it closes at 5 a.m., it's easier for their bookkeeping to report the fish as the 5 a.m. closure as the previous day, which is fine. We just want to make sure all the fish are accounted for. But yesterday we did an estimate for the daily run summary of 350,000 catch for the 2nd, and it turned out to be closer to 500,000 because of all the fish that were reported. So you could easily say that the catch was 1.35 million fish yesterday.
Sands is fishing pretty wide open for another day or so here, with access in the Wood River for set netters to catch up on allocation and prevent some over-escapement. The problem right now is several buyers are plugged up with fish. Perhaps some relief with word into shore that the fishing has slowed down a bit again today on the west side. Sands says the vessels that sunk or were beached and submerged are being monitored by state and federal agencies, and the situation from yesterday, created apparently by vessels loaded too heavily with fish, seems now to be in okay shape.
The Keetuck is out of the water above the high tide line, and fuel is being pumped off that. And that, as my knowledge, DEC is supposed to be going out there to help with the disposal of the fish. The Bunchy is, those folks were going out there this morning by skiff with a pump to pump the water out of the boat, and get it refloated, hoping to get it towed back into town and get it home where they can work on it. The N-11 is on Flounder Flats aground. They've hired McGone Marine to salvage that vessel. No loss of life, no spills, and no inkling of any kind of contamination anywhere. So all in all, it could have been a lot worse.
Tim Sands on the west side of Bristol Bay. The Naknek-Quijack District has seen some big escapements and a decent harvest yesterday. One drifter writing in to say that the fishing right now has been slow and steady today. We've not connected with Travis Ellison this morning for the latest. Hope to do so tomorrow. In Igigik, a great couple of days, including posting more than a million fish landed yesterday, tallied up by area manager Paul Solomon.
It's 1.03 or 1.04, and that's the biggest that I've had since I've been here, but it's not the biggest historically. 93, they had a 2.6, and there's lots of incidences where there's been over a million. So while not unusual for the district, it's kind of the biggest I've seen since I've been here.
The escapement to the Igigik River built quickly too, now at 600,000 fish out of a goal range of 800,000 to 2 million. Solomon thinks they'll hit the lower end of the goal probably today.
We've been seeing strong indexes in the in-river test fishery since Saturday night. And to kind of give you some context, the number there was 7,000 average, and that's a huge number for Igigik. I've never seen anything like that before. But I think it's because the fish are more catchable, the water level's very low, they're concentrated when we go fish on them, so it makes it really look huge. And it's pretty big, but it's not extremely massive, not what those numbers would suggest. And then on Sunday it went to 5,000, and then yesterday it went to 4,000. So it's tapering a little bit. We're fishing both tides a day down there to allow folks to have the opportunity to utilize the surplus, and some folks are some companies are available on one tide but not the other tide. So we're kind of in the mood where we can't necessarily control the escapement by using our traditional one tide or two tide harvest methods. So we give folks a maximum opportunity, because like I said, one group might be available on one tide but not the other tide, and then vice versa.
And after a long wait, with fish just apparently not committing to the river, Ugashik went back in the water today, but they're off to a more gradual start.
Reports are that it was pretty slow. We had a group of fish in the district over the last day and a half or so, kind of about the same time everything else hit. And they got above the district yesterday. We saw them in the in-river test numbers last night. I expect a couple of tides worth of fish movement there, and it gets us a good start. It's probably not enough to make the goal at this point or to put a big dent in the goal, but I think we still have some fish to come. So it gives me some room to work down there, and we'll see what happens.
And we'll report those outcomes here on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report tomorrow. Back in a moment. Thanks for keeping it tuned here on KDLG. Throughout the season, and especially when things turn very dynamic with this run, we like to turn to our friends at the Fisheries Research Institute from the University of Washington up at Aleknagik. Dr. Curry Cunningham, good morning and happy 4th of July to you guys up there.
Happy 4th of July to you as well.
Just another work day for most of us, but nice holiday here. So we've seen a few more numbers trickle in, and we're definitely seeing a push of fish inshore across, I think, all districts at this point are seeing something. But just to come to your analysis, what are you looking at specifically right now? Have you made any in-season adjustments? Do you think Port Moeller has peaked? Where are we at with this run?
Yeah. So with the 3 million catch and about 800,000 escapement on July 3rd, that puts our total catch and escapement for the 2017 season is about 13.5 million sockeye, with an additional 475,000 estimated to be in a river. You know, the average seasonal total for catch and escapement through the third is about 12.6 million sockeye since 1980. And we can compare this with what we saw last year in 2015, which was about 10.1 million sockeye through the third, and in 2016, about 8.6 million sockeye through the third.
How do you explain the massive amount of fish on the west side when those genetics and catches were sort of equal and they didn't arrive inshore? Is there any theory?
Yeah, so what we see generally on average across the years where we have data is that travel time between the Port Moeller transect and the Nooshigak district usually averages somewhere between 6 and 7 days, whereas Igigik, it's, you know, about the same, about 7 days. This year, what we seem to be seeing is shorter travel time, maybe on the order of 4 days, between the Port Moeller transect and the Nooshigak district versus somewhat longer travel time over to Igigik, somewhere closer to the average, 7 days perhaps.
Do you have travel times nailed down by district yet? I would just assume not so for the Kwijak yet, but what do you say?
Well, as the season progresses and we see that pattern of catches out at Port Moeller, obviously broken apart by district based on the genetic composition data, as the season progresses, we get a progressively better idea of both travel time and run per index. Certainly, we're getting a better idea for the Nooshigak and Igigik district. For Ugashik and Naknek-Kwijak as a whole, you know, it's still a bit too early to see exactly what travel time is out there or run per index.
Sometimes FRI will make an in-season adjustment if it's warranted. Have you thought about changing the size of this year's run yet?
Well, our overall in-season estimate is, you know, based on our preseason forecast, what we've seen at Port Moeller and what we've seen in terms of catch and escapement so far this season. Basically, in terms of catch and escapement, the east side is a bit slower than what we would expect. And if the Bristol Bay run to the east side were on time this year, the catch and escapement data would suggest a run size below the preseason forecast. However, in season, our best predictor of run timing is the pattern of catches out of Port Moeller. Generally, depending on how you calculate things, the traditional peak in Port Moeller test fishery catches occurs around June 28th. you know, the longer we see sustained high indices after that point in the Port Mueller test fishery, the later the inshore run has been in previous years. So the question really right now is whether or when we have seen a peak in catches out there. What we've seen so far was a substantial increase in indices out there on the 27th, 29th, 30th, and 1st, with slightly lower catches on the 2nd and 3rd. I'm going to be looking very closely at what we see over the next 5 days out at Port Mueller. If we see higher indices out there up in the range or sustained indices, that's going to suggest that the east side run is more than 2 days late. Right now, it seems it's about 1 to 2 days late, but whether or not it trails off in the future is going to be very telling.
Curry, what's the most interesting thing about 2017 to you so far as you break down these numbers?
Well, in addition to what seems to be a pretty stark difference in travel time, shorter travel times between the Port Mueller Transect and the Nooshkeag District, and longer travel times from the Transect to the Igigig District, potentially due to fish pooling offshore, you know, the other interesting thing is the representation of the Kwijak stock in the genetic samples from the Port Mueller test fishery thus far. You know, in the most recent round of samples, Kwijak was running about 5 to 6%. You know, early in the season, we usually expect to see lower representation of Kwijak relative to the end of season proportion that it represents because it is a later arriving stock. However, as the season progresses, we usually expect to see that proportion of Kwijak fish increase. You know, what I would like to see over the coming days in the next round of genetic samples after July 1st is an increased proportion of Kwijak fish, also coinciding with you know, some higher indices out there.
Hey, let's leave it there. Dr. Curry Cunningham at the University of Washington's Fisheries Research Institute speaking to us from up in Alecknagik again today. Happy 4th to you guys, and thanks for the time today.
Well, happy 4th of July to you as well, and I wanted to wish a happy 4th of July to all the hardworking folks at Alaska Department of Fish and Game and BBSRI who collect the data and make the fishery possible.
Hardworking folks all. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, have a good day now. Oh, spacious skies,
far amber waves of grain. We're just about out of time today. We need to wrap up here, but I thought it would be interesting to point out where the total runs are by district to their forecast for those following along. Ugashik right now, 166,000 out of a forecast of 5.4 million. Igigig stands at 4.3 million out of a forecast of 10.6 million. Naknek Kwijak stands at 1.6 million out of a forecast of 16 million. Nooshkeag, 7.9 million out of their preseason forecast of 8.6 million. And Togiak, about 42,000 out of their forecast of 660,000. Sockeye. Seems like a lot of fish are coming. Your marine weather forecast for Bristol Bay today: west winds 15, seas 4. Tonight, southwest 15, seas 3. Tomorrow, southwest 10, seas 2. From Port Hyde to Cape Sarachef today, variable 10, seas 4. Tonight, southeast 15 knots, seas 3. And tomorrow, southeast 25, seas 4. The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is dedicated to covering the most dynamic salmon fishery on Earth. It's made possible with the generous support of our underwriters and listeners and you, the fishing fleet. With help from the rest of the KDLG team, I'm Dave Benninger. Good night, good fishing. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Kumakhlaku Radio 670 AM, Mami KDLG, Dillingham.